Smoky Joe's Cafe. Written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer. Nightmares, don't tell me about them. Every night as it begins to grow dark, I open a bottle of scotch. I tell myself if I can get pissed enough, they won't come. I'll be so motherless, so brain dead by the time I crawl into the misery of sleep, that my subconscious will leave me alone. Let me get through the night without the terror. It works sometimes, but not often enough. It's the night noises. I wake to a noise, any noise, and the anxiety builds. Before I know it, I'm up with the knife and on patrol around our living quarters upstairs, then downstairs to the cafe, then into the backyard and the storage shed. I even check the pavement outside Smoky Joe's before I come back to bed and lie awake, shaken like a Sheila. I sleep with a Confederate Bowie, a real bastard of a knife, a copy of the Standard Army issue used by the Confederate troops in the American Civil War. I took it off a Yank Marine at Vung Tau. He was so pissed he could hardly stand up, and he reckoned he'd been dudded by a bar girl, and it looked like he was about to use it on her. I grabbed his arm and took the knife, just as the provost, the military police, arrived. They took him away, and I still had the knife. I reckoned I'd earned it anyway. The little whore lost no time demonstrating how grateful she was to me neither. The Confederate has an 11-inch blade forged from Damascus steel. It lies safe under my pillow where I can get to it fast. If the bastards come for me, I'm ready. Wendy has begged me to throw it away. She's terrified I'll wake up screaming, like I've done 100 times already, and use it before I'm truly awake. On her, me, the kid. More than once I've wrecked the joint before I've woke up properly.